Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. When President Trump was elected in 2016, I was looking at things out there, and I thought Kamala Harris, with a brown side chick, I was thinking that she would be the one holding the pole position to try to challenge him in 2020. And yet here we are, three short years later. She's already conceding or has conceded New Hampshire. She's polling even worse in Iowa and is at 4.5% nationally. She is not even winning her home state of California. And this is the big surprise of the Democrat primary, since she started from a really seriously apparent position of strength. And on paper, she was perfect. She's an intersectional Democrat dream candidate with her mixed Indian and black heritage. She's also brutally liberal at a time when the Democrat base is pining for liberal purity. She may not identify as a pure socialist in the way Bernie Sanders does. She is cut from the same bolt of cloth, though. And that's why the leftist media loved her. They recognized her as one of their own. She's from the most populous state in the nation, the state of California with a K, and appeared positioned to grab many of the delegates. She had, at least on paper, what looked to be a good presidential resume, as opposed to what Peter Buttigieg brings to the table. And yet, Buttigieg is the rising candidate, and Kamala, Willie Brown's side chick, Harris, is finished. And it is the collapse of her candidacy that offers us a serious lesson to take heed of and a key insight into the Democratic Party. You see, her biggest problem was supposed, in her mind, her strength turned, you know, what she thought was her strength, this turned out to be her biggest problem. Her years as prosecutor and California Attorney General that were supposed to make her palatable to the broader electorate became a massive dumbbell hung around the neck of her candidacy. She spent a lot of time, a lot of years building what she thought was an unassailable resume for president, only to discover that she had completely misread where the Democrat electorate was headed, where they were going, what they wanted to see. Elizabeth Warren, as a former college professor with a front row seat on the Marxification of America's youth, did a far better job of reading her voters. You see, the Black Lives Matter movement that burst on the scene in 2013 and 2014 poisoned the Democratic Party. Harris is a delayed casualty. If you sit around and you're a Democrat and you give off any hint of a belief in law and order, that is the kiss of death in the Democratic Party. The left relentlessly attacks all law enforcers, from policemen to immigration and customs enforcement agents. These guys who, you know, volunteer and then get trained and then go out daily and act as our guardians are viewed with suspicion at best and hatred and revulsion at worst. In a party where up is down, the criminals are celebrated as heroes while courageous defenders are cast as the villains. This is the same trend that led them to decriminalize many drug and theft crimes in their jurisdictions down to misdemeanors. And the result, to no one's surprise, is that these types of acts are becoming as common as jaywalking. Lawlessness is now viewed as a civic virtue. In some areas of California, you can walk into a Target and help yourself to your favorite DVD or a pair of designer jeans with no threat of being apprehended. In the Democrat hive mind, the ultimate crime is being a Republican. And unfortunately for Willie Brown sidechick Harris, this memo got to her too late. She has this prosecutorial past that hurts her the most with the voters she really needed, black Americans and millennials. A really skillful politician might have been able to navigate the changing political waters, but Kamala Harris is not that politician. One way she tried to overcome her legacy was by joining Elizabeth Warren in pushing an evil smear against policeman Darren Wilson by calling him a murderer. And this was the worst lie of the entire primary season, but Democrats are so far down this rabidly anti-American hole that fact-checkers refuse to even call it a lie. And despite all of that, it is too little, too late for Harris. Now, for the record, Kamala Harris is not a law and order Democrat. She has recalibrated to the sick new reality just like every other Democratic candidate. But she has positioned herself to be understood that way, thinking it would be her political advantage, and it killed her campaign, leading to a healthy dose of karma, in my opinion. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard's flying elbow off the top rope at the second debate did so much damage to Harris. The Democrats are a party that hate cops, coddles criminals. The worst possible accusation is to be maligned as a cop or a cop sympathizer. And Gabbard managed to tar Harris as a secret cop lover, while also pointing to her hypocrisy. This also shows that there are limits to identity politics as well. Harris's protestation that the country is not yet ready for a black female president is laughable. She's in the Democrat primary, where they're, you know, that's viewed as a supreme job qualification. And she's losing in spite of her race and sex, not because of them. Even her biggest media win, her attack on Joe Biden at the first debate, was a strategic disaster. She made a mentally sluggish Biden look as foolish as a transgender powerlifter. But she did it by attacking him on his opposition to busing, an issue that almost no American supports. Not smart. The attack on Biden also separated her further from Barack Obama, who is still very popular with the very Democrat voters she desperately needs. And now she's been flopping around trying to find some persona or issue to gain traction. She tried a personality transplant, becoming Crazy Aunt Kay for the third debate, where she made odd jokes and looked like she was hiding an empty flask in her podium. That bombed. She then tried to become the biggest abortion cheerleader, but this strategy, that's going nowhere, because they're all big abortion cheerleaders. Every single one of them is all in on the evil sacrament of killing babies up to and perhaps beyond the moment of birth. There would be no discernible difference in the types of judges all would appoint, which would be all younger versions of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So she's hoping, you know, she's hanging around because she's hoping to be the vice presidential pick or something. She released a weird reaction video from after the 2016 election. And she's going to dance around a little bit more, trying to remain pertinent. But one thing is clear, at least for the foreseeable future, no Democratic candidate benefits from promoting law and order or providing safety and security for Americans. The Democrats are all in on the lawlessness. And Ms. Harris, fortunately, is collateral damage as they go down that rabbit hole. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The Democrats right now in the House, they have they continue to embarrass themselves as they attempt to remove the president from office. The face of their crusade, Adam Schiff, is an incompetent fool who never learned the first rule of holes because he keeps on digging. He interrogates his chosen witnesses in secret. He refuses to let the Republicans ask certain questions. He orders the witnesses not to answer questions he does not like. For the public hearings, he is allowing the Republicans no witnesses and ordered them not to even bring up the so-called whistleblower. To do so would, of course, implicate Schiff himself and his underhanded, illegal manipulation of the process to jumpstart this nonsensical inquiry over a phone call during which there was nothing inappropriate said by either Trump or Zelensky. Now, Schiff knows this, of course, but assumes the rest of us are ignorant boobs incapable of noticing his abject misdirection, his lunacy, and his malignness. Malignancy, excuse me. So it's a safe bet that many of his Democrat colleagues in the House are disgusted by his tactics, but are too spineless to object. And if they're not offended by what Schiff is doing, they all need to go for what that would mean. They all hope to ignore or at least abrogate the Constitution. Laura Ingraham, on the mark as always, had this to say. This impeachment by motion, inference, and third-hand accounts. She went on to say about the comically obtuse Eric Swalwell that if this is a clown wedding, he's the maid of honor. But, you know, this is the guy who still claims that Mueller proved Russia collusion. Apparently, he doesn't know how to read the news. Swalwell is Laurel to Schiff's Hardy. They should probably go on the road. The question remains, why on earth are they doing this? It's because it's blowing up in their faces. Schiff's witnesses are, for the most part, exonerating Trump. Schiff just releases carefully edited excerpts of the transcripts that he thinks make his case. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is a nasty bureaucratic partisan who stated that his allegiance is to his interagencies, not the country, not his commander-in-chief. The others either simply presume and admit they know nothing or outrightly expose themselves as naked partisans. And the public is not going to fall for this orchestrated hit job in the obvious style of Laverna D. Beria. Show me the man and I'll find you the crime. And that's precisely what Schiff is doing, searching desperately for a crime where there is none. But why? Why would he make a public fool of himself? Why would Pelosi not stop this craziness? And let's think about this. Could it be their fear of Trump selecting the next justice of the Supreme Court? Because, you know, their hero, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, will not be there much longer. What is the most important issue for the left? Well, unrestricted abortion under any and all circumstances, even after birth. All other issues are secondary to them. They want open borders, no voter ID, Venezuela-style socialism, and a massive welfare state that allows the government to control the population. They embrace the man-made climate change nonsense, but nothing is as precious to the left as free access to abortion. They do not believe in the sanctity of life, even for a baby that is born alive. They fear Roe may be overturned if Trump chooses another Supreme Court justice. And that may be what the current impeachment absurdity is all about. Planned Parenthood performs about 350,000 abortions a year. You will never find those showing up on anybody's list of people that die. It is their bread and butter, along with selling the body parts and organs. They're not about to let anything interfere with this gravy train. Planned Parenthood funnels many, many millions of dollars into supporters of their cause in Congress. They will go to the mat to prevent a pro-life justice from being confirmed to the Supreme Court. And maybe, just maybe, this could be what is behind this last-ditch plan to unseat Trump, the continued free access to the elimination of unwanted human lives. You know, I talked yesterday about what it means when we're disarmed. Historically, what we've seen from other places where people are disarmed. Industrialized nations. Right? It means genocide. And what we have here is, Margaret Sanger's, her brainchild, the eugenics thing, which was also, by the way, embraced by Hitler, because before Hitler went after the Jewish population, he went after all of the truly mental deficients that were German. He went to all the places, all of these homes, all these institutions where these people were housed so that they could be treated, because an institutionalized person needs a lot of treatment. They need a lot of attention. They need a lot of expertise. And for Hitler, this was something that, the whole eugenics thing. Because the eugenics thing is about getting rid of impurity. Right? It's about getting rid of imperfection. Now, surely, these poor souls that were born the wrong way or had these defects and everything, this was an impurity we could get rid of. That who would object to this possibly? So they went after their own first, and they eliminated them. And I look at where Planned Parenthood got their start, which a lot of them are in the inner city, Black America. They'll tell you it's about your convenience, but it's not about your convenience. It's about your eradication. The Democrats hate Trump because he is the better man, the more decent person, and they know, his supporters know that. And they don't want to see the next Supreme Court justice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the first day of public impeachment hearings against President Trump, Republican Congressman from Texas John Ratcliffe has this interaction with acting U.S. Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Mr. Ratcliffe, if I can just respond, let me just reiterate that I'm not here.
I've got 1 minute left.
I know you only got a minute left. I've just got 30 seconds.
You still have a witness. You asked the witness a question. The witness
I withdraw the question.
President Trump says he has not watched 1 minute of the first public hearings as the president was welcoming the president of Turkey to the White House. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 92 points to close at 27,784. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Had to let that play. You know, you gotta let Asia go. Steely Dan, you know, that kind of stuff. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. I think it was Napoleon who said, listen, when your opponents are making mistakes, let them. Let them make those mistakes. Which brings us to this. Benjamin Franklin once said, when you're testing to see how deep the water is, you should never use 2 feet. And that's a bit of very simple wisdom many in the current Congress should have heeded. Because as this public impeachment hearings kick off, one thing has become painfully obvious. The Democrats are in trouble. They have gone all in on their quest for impeachment, and now they have to deliver, not just to their base, but to the country. We've had three long years of promising proof on Trump's corruption, his collusion, and contempt for the very basic institutions of our government, and Democrats now have to turn over their cards and show the country what they have. If they can't produce a smoking gun, if they don't have a knockout punch, then their party is in serious trouble. So, from quid pro quo to extortion to abuse of power, impeachment-hungry Democrats have tossed around plenty of buzzwords and all kinds of innuendo, backed up by hearsay, supposition, by opinion, presumptions, you know, no evidence. They've had carefully coordinated leaks and a selectively stage-managed production of transcripts. Adam Schiff and his team have been able to paint a very fuzzy picture of what they would like the country to believe, that Trump used the full force of his office to pursue a political end. Yet, what they have not been able to do is they have not been able to close the deal. They have not been able to establish that any of their beliefs are facts, that any of their dreams are realities, and it is not going to get any easier as time goes on. Nancy Pelosi has consistently promised that she would not pursue impeachment absent clear and overwhelming bipartisan support. With all the members of Congress able to review the transcripts of the closed-door testimony, as well as consider any other evidence thus far collected, Democrats have failed to sway even a single Republican vote, not to mention move the needle from the general public. This is not a good sign. Considering the Democrats have held all of the cards and controlled all of the optics of this, you know, up to this point. And now the open public hearings are about to commence, or they have commenced. And still under the control of Adam Schiff. But now we get to watch them on TV. Now the general public will see a cross-examination of witnesses. The public will hear my opinion nearly as often as they have heard quid pro quo. The public will hear, I learned secondhand at least as much as they have heard a compliant media say witnesses have confirmed. And perhaps most importantly, the country will witness every single time Adam Schiff overrules a Republican question or a request to call a witness to refute the narrative. So in short, even though Schiff and the Democrats will still have an ironclad grip on the process, their unfettered control of the optics and narrative is now going to fade along with any hope of bipartisan support, public or congressional. The one-sidedness is going to be on display and exposed for everybody to see. And this would be a very bad precedent for them to even succeed at. So the question then becomes, after failing to garner any Republican support or to bring the public along with their quest, would they still move towards a formal impeachment? Now, undoubtedly, they're going to get the 218 votes in the House, but where would that lead them? Because the matter from there has to go to the Senate, where impeachment-minded Democrats are not in control. The Senate, where a formal impeachment trial would generate considerably more national attention than the House hearings. A Senate where each and every witness that Adam Schiff declined to call would be compelled to testify. A Senate where dreams of Trump's removal may be dead on arrival, but a very public acquittal and exoneration would surely ensue. And to be sure, an acquittal in the Senate will mean more than just the avoidance of a removal for the president. It will be an enormous campaign ad on the largest possible stage. It will prove to be the culmination of a pointless three-year crusade to oust a president and overturn an election. And it will come as six U.S. senators vying for the Democratic nomination will have to stand and cast a vote. And it will come in an election year. And anyone who doubts McConnell's ability to play the long game in an election year need only look to Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And when all of this impeachment hysteria has at last come to a close, when the last gasps of 2016 denial have finally subsided, Adam Schiff and the Democrats can attempt to answer the next great question. What have you guys been doing for the past 3 years? Because this part of this impeachment process has been a distraction, and it's provided a rather tenuous excuse for doing nothing else, nothing in terms of working with the president. Prescription drugs, USMCA, and the illegal immigration have sat undisturbed on the sidelines while they have pursued an undemocratic fantasy. The kickoff to a election season is probably the single worst time to have to answer for that. And beginning with the impeachment hearings, the Democrats are in serious trouble. But they are heavily invested in this now. They got nowhere to go. They cannot turn back. When you jump out of the plane, you can't swim back into the plane. You are now in the free fall. At the very least, you have to manage the free fall. But you can't stop it until you hit terra firma. So, from this point forward, as they go forward, they lose. Plain and simple. They lose. The gambit is going to prove to be more than they're going to be able to handle. And in 2020, the question has to be made to the Democrats, what have you done? What have you done to make the nation better? Forget the polls that you keep hearing that vindicate your what you're trying to do. What have you done? Their answer is going to be nothing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, the DOJ has come out with something that finally, it's a good idea. It's called Project Guardian. It was announced by Attorney General William Barr. A very novel approach, really. This is a new initiative that will enforce the U.S. gun background check system, which I guess that would mean they're going to fix it, too. It's going to coordinate state and federal gun cases and ensure prosecutors quickly update databases to show when a defendant can't possess a firearm because of a mental health issue. Does anybody have a problem with that? With them actually enforcing the laws that are on the books right now today? Now, this was unveiled at a news conference in Memphis, Tennessee, alongside officials from the ATF on the same day that the impeachment hearings against Trump began in Washington. That tells me about, you know, right now Trump is entertaining the president of Turkey, and he's got this happening, too. As part of the program, U.S. prosecutors will coordinate with state and local law enforcement officials to consider potential federal charges when a suspect is arrested for weapons possession, is believed to have used a gun to commit a violent crime or drug trafficking offense, or suspected of being a violent gang member. Now, part of this should be, and I don't know how they're going to address this, because this is also part of what goes on when you're trying to replace and appoint judges. Part of this is going to be what happens to these guys once they get arrested, what happens to them in a court of law. So, they're also going to have the violent gang enhancement on this, too, which is something that Chase Bowden, for example, has gotten away from in San Francisco. When he gets inaugurated, watch and see what happens in San Francisco. The Attorney General said in a statement, gun crime remains a pervasive problem in too many communities across America. The program will strengthen our efforts to reduce gun violence by allowing the federal government and our state and local partners to better target offenders who use guns in crimes and those who try to buy guns illegally. Now, we'll get to that in just a minute. The initiative requires agents in charge of ATF offices across the country to either create new guidelines or review the protocols already in place to bring federal charges against people who lie in order to obtain a gun from a firearms dealer. So this means that they're going to start looking at people that fail the background check. They're actually going to start prosecuting people who fail the background check, who are trying to obtain a gun. And they're going to particularly focus on offenders who have violent backgrounds or are gang members or who have faced domestic violence charges. Because they will be able to tell who they're looking at. They would also be required to quickly input information about people who can't own guns for mental health reasons in the federal databases. He's also encouraging U.S. attorneys across the country to adopt programs that help that could help disrupt potential threats and consider recommending court-ordered mental health treatment in some cases for defendants found to be ineligible to own firearms for mental health reasons. This could have been Nicholas Cruz, by the way, in Parkland. He should have been one of the ones that should have been in that program from the get-go. Federal government has come under scrutiny in recent years for failing to prevent some rampage killers from buying guns because of lapses in the background check system. In 2018, there were more than 26 million background checks conducted and fewer than 100,000 people failed. The vast majority were for criminal conviction and just over 6,000 were rejected for a mental health issue. Federal law defines 9 categories that would prohibit someone from being legally allowed to own or possess a gun. They include being convicted of any felony charge or a misdemeanor domestic violence, being subject to a restraining order or active warrants, being dishonorably discharged from the military, being addicted to drugs, renouncing your U.S. citizenship, or being in the country illegally, or being involuntarily committed to a mental health institution, or being found by a court to be a mental defective. A man who killed 9 black worshippers at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina in June 2015 was able to buy his gun even though he has admitted to possessing drugs, and a gunman who killed 26 people at a church in Texas was able to pass a background check because the Air Force had failed to report his criminal history to the FBI, which maintains the background check database. A gunman who went on a rampage in West Texas in September, killing 7 people, illustrated that even those who are barred from owning guns can skirt the law. He obtained his AR-style rifle through a private sale, allowing him to evade a federal background check that blocked him from getting a gun in 2014 due to a mental health issue. The new program would also help enhance their crime gun intelligence efforts, which the agency uses to identify and target criminals and identify where they obtain their guns. The goal here is to cut the pipeline of crime guns from those violent individuals who seek to terrorize our communities, so said Regina Lombardo, ATF's acting deputy director. The interesting part here is that what this is telling me and what this should be telling you is they're looking at some of these rampage killings and saying these could have been prevented. And you know, what does that say to you? When they say, well, we have these laws on the books, what they are admitting to you that we have these laws on the books and we have not been using them. What does that say to you, America? What does that tell you about the state of law and order here in the United States today? Now, one thing they can't get past in certain areas where they arrest these people, like in Chicago. In Chicago, they've identified, I think it is 1,400 individuals, I think is the number I've seen. 1,400 individuals who are all the troublemakers. And the police know who they are. They know where they are. And they know that they can arrest them. And they know they're going to get out in a very short period of time. If they actually go to trial, they'll get out of jail in a relatively short amount of time. Or they'll be plead down. So that's something else they're going to have to overcome later. But it is definitely this should be a startling admission for you to look at, America, because this is the realization that for all the gun control that they have, for all the gun laws they have on the books, they haven't been pursuing them. They haven't. I mean, if you try to get a gun and you don't know that you're a prohibited person, I would think the first thing you would do would be to call the ATF and find out why I can't buy a gun. What, right? If you really didn't know about it. But that's not what happens. And if you're a criminal and you're trying to buy a gun, or if you know you can't buy a gun and you still try to for whatever reason, and then you find out that you can't, and, you are prohibited, something should happen. We'll see where this goes. I'm going to be watching. You should be watching, too. This is a very startling admission for the government to make. But it doesn't surprise me that it's this administration that did it. Hour number three is inbound. We should be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.